This is Guardian Radio, your station for up-to-the-minute news, intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversation. 96.9 FM. The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the position of the management and staff of Guardian Network.
From what day you may find out, certain people not like me. Everyone got a spaghetti now. Makes through me, I do it like Nike. But me not fear no guy now.
Talking Heads with Naughty is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, the Nassau Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Tropical Gyros, World Athletics World Relays.
Now me and the dog, them a link up. Big truck, 20 inch rim, just a spin up. The pioneer just a kicks up. And a hip hop apocalypse up.
You got it locked and loaded to the Monday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads. And way before we even start, Mr. Producer, what happened? They had a hard one with Howard today. Boy, the microphone all kapunkled up, boy. Looking like when Howard just be doing gymnastics on these microphones, boy. Mother sick. Because look here, this microphone looking at me. And I ain't gonna lie, check this out. This microphone a little floppy. Yeah, run in the back there and try find some Viagra from one of them in the back who's used that. And yeah, come, let's try to get this mic back to life. Because my God, this flopped out. Yeah.
He needs some meme.
I didn't even get a chance to introduce you.
They need to get on some meme.
Well, we will be chiming in Abaco. I should get Daphne to join us from Abaco. We will be going to the break, and on the flip side of the break, we'll be chiming in with Abaco. We'll be getting caught up with Daphne, find out everything that's going on. You ain't on fire yet, right, Daphne? Y'all got them fires out yet?
Child, we're still safe right now. We're safe, but we are dangerously dry.
Yeah, and we're going to talk about that in depth. Yeah, because I saw the pictures over the weekend. I saw the videos. My thoughts and prayers go out to you guys. I know what y'all are going through already, and the last thing you need on top of that in this time of year, in dry season, is fires. So we will be talking about that and a lot and everything else that's going on in Abaco. Just let me give them the numbers how they chime in. Here at New Providence, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Toll free to anyone in the family islands, 242-300-5720, 242-300-5720. Text lines powered by BTC, 422-GR96. That's 422-4796. Stream us live. Take us wherever you want to go. GuardianTalkRadio.com. That's GuardianTalkRadio.com. Cable channel 969, BTC Flow channel 612. That's how you get it in. That's how you get it on for fresh news, smart talk all day. Right here, Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Quick break. Flip side of the break, we'll be going live. It's Monday. Abaco Report is coming up. Keep it right where you got it. It's going down right after this.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John's Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Part of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
All those loans I had were so overwhelming. Fidelity's debt consolidation loan combined all my loan payments into one easy payment with a built-in savings plan that pays me unbeatable interest. It's time to make that move to Fidelity. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity, we're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Back at ya on the Monday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads. Let's go down to Abaco. Let me chime back in with Daphne. How are you? How's everybody, all things considered, since the last time we talked?
Hey. Yeah, no, I'm good. Everything's good in Abaco. We're keeping our head together.
I know what I want to talk to you about, you know, and I want to get caught up as to what's going on as well with, the Chamber of Commerce, the business, and all of that aspect in Abaco that's going on and where we're at. But I do have to ask off the top, Daphne, the pressing question Abaco doing on Monday after we saw over the weekend numerous fires, actually like four or five fires actually break out, correct? Within 4 to 5 hours of each other.
I understand that they've got somebody in custody who was actually starting the fire.
That was going to be my question. If you have a multitude of fires within that time frame, was arson involved?
Yeah. I mean, I really don't have the updated story on who, why, and what, but I do understand that someone has been taken into custody for actually starting the fires. I can't give you details on it.
Right, it just happened.
It's really sad that they put so many people's lives at risk. And I have to give a huge shout out to our fire department, our volunteer fire department, for saving the homes and lives of so many people. Because Sweeting's Track,
right? I'm hearing they had fires in Spring City, Sweeting's Village,
Spring City and Sweeting's Track homes were very much, and some heavy equipment operators, DK's heavy equipment, they came to the rescue, brought their heavy equipment out, cleared, pushed back the bush so that it could act as a fire break, and, you know, thank God for them, and thank God for the firefighters who, you know, put their lives at risk.
Definitely.
And go out there and help to save other people.
Now, let me ask you this, Daphne. I don't know if you could comment on it because obviously it just happened. But, and I, you know, I've been asking about this for the last couple of weeks on my show, did a video about it. The debris still left in Abaco after the demolition of the shanty towns. Was any of that debris caught up in the fires?
No.
Thank God, because at the end of the day, that would have only, enhanced those fires.
Yeah. But you know what? The thing is, the risk is always there.
Correct.
Risk is always there. And Roscoe and I were talking about this earlier. We need to have a proper fire break around the businesses and the residential areas to protect against this risk.
Right.
The local government, obviously, they don't have the funding in place for it. I know that he has been in touch with the Member of Parliament and seeing if we can't, and together with the Chamber, we'll collaborate on this, trying to see if we can't get funding to strategically go out and do some fire prevention methods of clearing away bush.
I agree because, you know, if you're trying to rebuild after Dorian, with all those hurdles you all have had, and you get into a point, obviously now's a good opportunity to put that in ahead of time, be proactive rather than reactive.
Exactly. And I just want to bring a point out to the public. When you have a volunteer fire department, they think about, okay, the fire truck. Okay, it's not just about the fire truck, although those need to be maintained, and I think one or two of them are not in working order at the moment. But those, the firefighters need masks, they need suits, they need water.
Correct.
You need fuel to fuel the trucks. All of this, when a fire breaks out that threatens a whole community, and every truck has to be called in to play, and every person has to show up. You know, it's exhausting. It's dangerous, and the community need to pitch in, if only to bring someone driving around giving out water, or you know, putting $50 or $20 in their hand to go and refuel. You know, these are real life problems.
Because at the end of the day, it is a volunteer fire department, so any assets and any you know, support they get is greatly appreciated.
A bag of ice, you know, a bottle, a case of water, anything.
I got a phone call, and let's get to the phone call real quick, Daphne. Talking Heads.
Okay.
Talking Heads. Good afternoon, Naughty.
Hey, what's happening? Thanks for holding. What you got for me?
Everything's cool, my brother. I guess good afternoon and good afternoon to Daphne. I was just in Abaco last week, and just on what you're discussing. I saw Roscoe on the side of the road directing traffic, directing the firefighters, getting the fire break put in by Spring City, and then fires were popping up like crazy. Fortunately, they had a little bit of rain. But the point I wanted to make that Daphne touched on and you touched on was it's not that they have a volunteer fire service and, like, the fire service attached to the police force. There is no government fire truck except at the airport. And that can't come off site unless they get permission to come off site. So those fellas are risking their lives. As Daphne said, all of the equipment they gotta get donated out of kind people in Florida, like the Florida fire departments and whatnot. And these guys are working through the night, man. You know, without sleep, 24 hours a day, volunteering to put these fires out. Who is the representative for Abaco?
Well, you got two.
I can leave it on that, my brother. Respect. And respect to Daphne, too. And thank you for everything that you guys are doing in Abaco.
And we got to get you back on soon for another hour.
Watch what happens this week, my brother.
But we keeping the eyes wide on it, man. Eyes wide open and peeled on it. We making sure nothing don't go through the cracks.
International.
But now you go. You got friends later. All over.
Later, my brother.
All right, be safe, bro. But Daphne, I mean, that has always been something that has been a concern to me. And I can always remember for years, you know, people always talk about Abaco fires. Abaco is beautiful, but boy, don't let them get a bushfire over there because it's crazy. And I mean, from when we were small till now, we're still dealing with the same problems. I mean, we don't have a functioning government funded fire engine. I was going to say ambulance, but fire engine.
I don't even think they subsidize them, you know. And it's unfortunate, but we have a population of people who have become very apathetic. You know, everybody says, "Well, the government." It's okay. You could stand by and put your hand out and wait for government. But it's a community. We are people who depend on each other. Community support. You know, you can't just go home, lock your door, close the door, and be an island unto yourself. You know, when you live in situations like ours, we need to know who our neighbors are. We need to have neighborhood watch. You know, we have the crime issue. We're trying to get crime under control and neighborhood watches. You can't just be oblivious to things that are going on around you that you know shouldn't be happening and ignore it. The police are real people too, you know, just like you and I. Like the firemen, they're real people too. They have homes, they have families, you know, and Roscoe, he's right. He killed himself for 2 days, had to go home and collapse. And as you know, Roscoe's not in the best of health. He just been through surgery and everything else, but that didn't stop him from going out there for 2 days and you know, being on the side of the road, directing traffic. It's as simple as that. That helped to save somebody else's property and somebody else's family and everything else. We have to stop being apathetic. That means not caring about you. We have to get back to community life and living. and caring about each other. I can't emphasize that enough.
Got a couple of questions off the text lines for you, Daphne. Let's get to them. Naughty Abaco needs to stop joking and form a port authority or association or an associate like the Life and Key Property Association and get it together. Too much people over there for them to be slapping up. Send my regards to Daphne.
Thank you.
Roscoe for mayor. Was that Toby? I think it might have been Toby. I don't know. Sound like Toby to you? Hey, Naughty, ask Daphne if the generator is working yet at the airport, and how did the DRA, how is the DRA doing down there?
I don't have a comment on the DRA. I'm not commenting on the DRA. The generator appears to be working. I flew out there on Friday, and the air condition was piping. I didn't bring my jacket because I was used to the heat, and then, of course, I froze. So, yeah, that seems to be working back to normal. I'm happy to say. And I just want to also touch on, I'm sure people have heard about the fuel issue. There appears to be a leak.
I was just going to ask you about that. What's the latest update with that diesel leak?
Well, the update is that they put some sort of, they put a skirting in the harbor, which is a pathetic attempt at fixing the problem. They should be looking for and using some kind of biodegradable, eco-friendly enzyme. I mean, these things exist that you can put in the drains, in the tank, that will break this oil down and you know, not cause damage to our water, our reefs, and everything else. The fire department yet again have been helping in that, trying to dilute and clear the drains. But Sun Oil, public statement on this. This has been weeks. They need to take action and do something. They need to come up and speak out and let us know what is the problem, fix it.
I mean, we've seen the leak for several weeks now.
Exactly.
We've heard from Minister of the Environment, Vaughn Miller, in Cabinet say that he's addressed it, he's aware of it. But where's the fix? The diesel continues to leak. When is that going to be stopped? And I don't care how many rings and pontoons you put up, that is only a prevention for a limited time.
Exactly. It needs to be fixed. And don't tell me they ain't got the money to do it. Okay? We have got to respect our water. Much more. People don't appreciate all of this seeping into the ground, seeping into our water, eventually has negative health, side effects. Everything, or the rain, the fire, everything goes on the land, goes into the water. And water is our most precious commodity. So we need to do everything to protect it. I want to see, and the people of Abaco and Marsh Harbor in particular, need to see some action. And we need to hear from the people who are responsible for this leak, this contamination, who I understand is Sun Oil. Speak out and fix the problem.
I mean, at the end of the day, whoever's responsible for it, directly or indirectly, it needs to get, dealt with, because the more this lingers, you're looking at it, becoming a bigger problem. And God forbid we don't want it to end up like how Marathon was years ago. Don't need to see another show. Yeah. I hate to go there, but I mean, sometimes we have to not exist so far out of the realm of reality. It's not too far out of existence. It did happen. And we don't want to see a repeat of it. So I agree. And the fact that we're going on week number three talking about this diesel leak in Abaco is crazy. Where's the urgency, Daphne? That's my point. Where's the urgency?
And the barge and the tugboat that's stuck on the reef.
Oh, Jesus. I thought they got them
off.
Don't
forget it. They're still there.
No, man, Daphne. No, man.
Still there.
Who they need? Popeye to come eat some spinach and move that tug and that barge off the reef?
I don't know, but they need to get serious, man. Now, Roscoe, I know he's going to chime in on this afternoon. He's going to come in on the radio station. I think he's hoping to. He's in a meeting, and hopefully he'll have some more info, up-to-date info to give us on that.
All right, we got another call. Let's get to that call real quick. Talking okay. Heads.
Good afternoon, Mr. Naughty. How you doing, sir?
Hey, what's going on, Sparky?
Let me ask you.
You got to keep it quick for me, though, because I got a couple other calls coming in from Opco.
Naughty, I know. Let me ask you, vehement people, Chris. Are we afraid of calling the names of the people that own the oil company that receives all these benefits at the government? Are we just afraid to call the names of our payments that is doing that to us? Is that the problem? We scared to call the names? Hello?
No, I mean...
We all know who they are. But we scared to say, for some reason, we scared to call the names of the elites. Why? Why are we afraid to call the names? They live amongst us.
Are you directing that question to me?
Have a good day.
No, I think he's directing it in general, Daphne. I think Sparky's okay. A little fired up on the general stroke. He's doing broad strokes today, not fine strokes. But, you know, I guess he feels we should, you know, name and shame. I got a text for you. Naughty, the Minister of the Environment, said he's watching. You can't say he lied. Texter, I never did say he lied. When did he say he lied? I actually mentioned and gave him kudos for saying in the House of Assembly that, hey, he's aware of it. He's keeping an eye on it. He knows what's going on.
We need to take his eye off it and get some action on it.
Where's the urgency? When are we going to get it fixed?
Right.
Here's another text. Naughty, SunOil's infrastructure has been implicated in multiple environmental disasters. More than implicated, identified as the cause, with one infraction resulting in a sacred fine. Why is SunOil's infrastructure failing in multiple locations, multiple islands? That was a joke. I think that was a question disguised as a joke. You wanted to seem funny.
Ain't nothing funny about it. But maybe their whole infrastructure.
When it comes to oil and diesel and that kind of, you know, attack on the environment, no, I don't like to see any of it. I think there's multiple ways that we could have been green a long time ago. But for whatever reasons, like I always say, connect the dots. That's why Bunker C can never done. So if we're going
to
have to be stuck with it, we need to be on top of it and have damage control already in place.
Yeah, I mean, they should anticipate these things. They should be able to move in and take action, you know, in 48 hours, not weeks.
I mean, when be like a reaction time. Like we need to like have some urgency. And that's what I keep saying. The word I keep using is urgency. We lack urgency. Quick question for Daphne Naughty. Where is the Prime Minister of Abaco, though? Is he still around, or is he... I guess that would be Mr. Cornish you are referring to.
Mr. Cornish is still alive and well on the island of Abaco.
And what about Mr.
To the best of my knowledge.
And what about Mr. Pinder, still alive and well on the island of Abaco as well?
He still is, unless he's flying around. God knows.
I can't hear too much from these brothers. That's why I got to ask, and that's why my text is going to ask.
Maybe he's with the Prime Minister. Who knows?
Fuel leak. Naughty, we haven't addressed the damage done by the Freeport barge that crashed into the reef in Abaco National Park. Thanks for letting the Bahamas find out what is happening in Abaco. Without this show, most Bahamians would never know what is happening in one of the most important islands in the Bahamas. Text, I try. Oh, okay. Now I get your joke there, Texter. You got to highlight the joke part of it before you send me a big text. And I think your big text was a joke. I got you. Never mind. Good stuff. Okay, Kiki, you got my laugh now. All right? You all this type of everything in one. Like, you all forgot about punctuation. Eh? Give me a little punctuation sometimes. That might help. But, Daphne, another question that's coming up. And I'm getting it not just in Abaco. I'm getting it in another family islands, but I'm going to readdress it because I've got some of my peeps in Abaco reaching out to me, especially those who deal with excursions and fishing. So getting a lot of foreign entities coming in from Florida doing fishing in our waters, not paying fees. And we see it all over Instagram. There seems to be a lot of abuse going on. Is that still happening?
I am not aware of any abuse in that area in Abaco. I really cannot speak to that. I thought they had that under control. And if it's reported, again, I'm going back to community thing that is out of order. Report it.
Correct.
How do you, our police don't live on every street corner.
Exactly.
And they can only act if they are notified. I know, I call them if I see something out of order, and they act. But they need the community support.
All right. Well, I got to ask you this one now, Daphne. This is a text for you. Naughty question for Daphne. Those tanks that are leaking in Marsh, were those tanks replaced after Dorian? I'm not sure if they were. Imagine the ground was soaked with salt water rising for weeks after Dorian. So the tanks have to be rusted and causing leaks if they haven't been replaced already.
No, there's a lot of things that haven't been done post-Dorian, like proper clearing of the drains, you know, where the debris was. These tanks have probably been in there. They may actually even be empty tanks, and they're floating. I really don't know, and until the owners of this equipment steps up to the plate and gives a story, we can only speculate. But I would imagine that these tanks have been there since pre-Dorian.
Wow!
And it's in the area of Commonwealth Bank, and at that junction, which is kind of center town. And the smell is quite obvious when you pass the area. And it has been reported because there are people that manage that building, the Commonwealth Bank building, who have reported it to Ministry of Health, Ministry of Works, local government. Everybody knows about it, you know. But knowing about it isn't doing anything about it.
Yeah, we're far too reactive rather than being proactive. If we're used to seeing these things and we know they're going to be a problem, I think we should, you know, implement the proper procedures and the proper protocols in place to prevent it.
Yeah. We don't need to wait for a problem. It's like your health. Who wants to become symptomatic? I don't want to become symptomatic. That's why my product again, I'm going to say, I take NEEM to be preventative. You want to help. You know, the obvious things. We're living in polluted environments, even though we live in the pristine Bahamas. They're still polluted environments. We're eating food that's full of preservatives and toxins.
Pesticides and all type of stuff.
Yeah, I mean, the food that we get is not the best grade food that comes on our shelves. And because of the cost of living and the cost of food, we're very often eating substandard foods and fast foods. You know these things. You need to invest in your health and be proactive and take things that are going to support your immune system and give you a healthy gut and help you to prevent the inevitable aging damages from, you know, all these factors. Now, if you're in the oil business, you should know your equipment needs to be checked regularly. You should know, like, the government that's behind the old medical clinic. If you could have seen that, it was a disgrace on our main highway, okay? The grass was almost as high as the roof. It's no wonder that there was a fire started there, okay? Because there's no maintenance. We don't provide maintenance. The power at the airport, you know, all these things. We have to start maintaining our buildings. I'm going to throw something out there. I'm at a health summit right now, and there's a guy next to me who's selling stuff for mold, you know, prevention or how to treat yourself from mold contamination. Somebody in this country needs to start a business that goes into clean air-conditioned vents. We live in the heat. Everybody living and working in air-conditioned. You know that those air-conditioned vents are the biggest contributors to poor health that we are subjected to on a daily basis. Somebody cleans them. They're never cleaned. You ever heard of anybody going in and cleaning the air-conditioned vents? Sanitizing them? That's a business. You're some young entrepreneur who's listening to this needs to go out there and learn about how to clean air-conditioned vents and go to every private business and you'll be a millionaire. I only want a small percentage. I'm giving you the idea, but there's a business waiting to happen.
All right, Daph, we got to get to the break in a moment, but there's a couple of things I got to ask you before we let you go, and I appreciate you chiming in today, bringing us up to snuff. A couple of texts already came in. Naughty, been trying to move back to Abaco. Please ask Daphne and Roscoe, what is the situation with housing in Abaco? Is there still housing constraints, or is there now opportunities for housing, rental properties?
They are very far and few between. Again, I throw it out there to the big developers of New Providence. Spend some of that money. Come into Abaco. We need apartment buildings. Work a PPP with the government. Get some housing going fast. Okay? Because they will be filled. And like this person is saying, there are a lot of Abaconians who are tired of being away from their island, who want to come home. There are new businesses coming on stream. They need employees. Without being able to house employees, it's very restrictive for new businesses to come to the island.
All right. Now, we heard about it last week, and a lot of people were up in arms. A lot of people are still shocked. A lot of people are still talking about it. What's Abaco's take on, IRCA and BPL, the fact that that BPL is going to be allowed to operate for 3 years without IRCA regulation?
Well, I mean, I fail to see the value in that. If you have an agency designed to protect the public, okay, they can protect us in every way except the monetarily. Well, for 3 years, that means they can put the price to any. Nobody can step in. I think that's a dangerous move. Obviously designed for this PPP to make their money back in short order. Well, you shouldn't be in this kind of business providing energy if you want to recoup your investment in short order. That, to me, would seem to be a long-term investment with long-term returns. And you got the people as hostages. What options do we have? Everybody, I say, invest in solar. But this is not a good move, in my opinion.
All right. The last one, and before we got to let you go, but I really appreciate you chiming in today, Daph. Got to do it again next week, all right? You and Roscoe on, all right? So it's always good to hear from both of you. But the last one, and this might be a little tongue-in-cheek, but you see they got big convention coming up, right? I've been seeing things pop across my time. Abaco, Mr. Minister, well received in Abaco. I hear 70%, man. Approval rate, that's true.
I tell you the truth, I don't really believe in party politics anymore.
Good.
Especially when the party is fighting within themselves. I always felt like your dirty laundry should be dealt with within the home.
Correct. Keep it in the locker room, like we say in sports. You don't need to come out to the front. Keep it in the locker room.
Keep it in the locker room. But these guys, they playing dirty. I don't like dirty.
There you go. Always good to hear from you, Daphne. I appreciate, man, taking time out of your busy schedule to chime in. I'm going to look talking to you and Roscoe next week, okay?
Okay, hopefully we'll have some good facts to give you.
And hopefully next week I'll hear no more diesel leak, you know what I mean?
And maybe the barge done.
The barge done moved, correct, you know what I mean? And we're back to where we need to be. But thank you so much for chiming in, and we'll do it again next week, all right?
Okay, you take it easy.
Good stuff, man. Take care now. All right, Mr. Producer, let's get to the break, and then we'll get right to the news, correct? In Twinish, let me check these last couple of texts, too, before we get there. We still have Daphne, or is she going? All right, that's fine. I got to find out about that generator for your text. I know that's important to you. So I'll definitely double check that. But like I said, a lot of stuff circulating, man. A lot of stuff going on. And we'll be looking out, especially Wednesday show. You know, tomorrow we got Grand Bahama chiming in. So that'll be a hot show. Sarah Kirkby, Darren Cooper will be here. We'll be talking with them. Then on Wednesday, special guest, Dr. Dwayne Sands with Open Line Wednesday. We're talking to Dr. Sands, chairman of the FNM. Thursday, Pearly will be in the studio. And Friday, it'll be, the big three stories of the week, the rewind, the recap. MJ will be in on Wednesday and Friday as well. For all y'all who hit me up, talking about when MJ coming back Wednesday and Friday, okay? Musa. Yeah, I mean, I ain't get to work good today. A couple of y'all hit me. What? No. Yeah, boy, I got you covered. I got you covered, man. Looking forward to having her come back as well. So, we can't get to the break now, right, Mr. Producer? We'll get to the break. Flip side of the break, we'll hit the news. And after the news, we'll be in the 5 o'clock hour. We'll be talking sports. And don't forget, the Bahamas Red Cross Society has the Fun Run, Walk, and Push. And mini health fair, Heroes Among Us. Saturday, May 11th, 6 a.m. Cost only $30. The venue, the Red Cross Society headquarters. And it's got a great route, all right? North from headquarters on JFK to roundabout. West around the roundabout on the JFK Drive to Lakeview Memorial Gardens. From Lakeview, north on Bahama Boulevard to Main Bahama Roundabout, south on Bahama Boulevard to JFK Drive, northeast on JFK Drive to the Red Cross headquarters, all right? Register online at FourSeasonsRaceManagement.com, FourSeasonsRaceManagement.com, or in person at the Red Cross headquarters. Keep it right where you got it. The Monday, April 29th edition of Talking Heads continues right after this.
Living with a neurological condition shouldn't define you. At Cleveland Clinic in Florida, we do whatever it takes to make life better today while discovering new treatments for a brighter tomorrow. From epilepsy management to specialized spine care and brain tumor surgery, we're delivering world-class neurology care for the day-to-day, for the days you live for every care in the world. Visit clevelandclinicflorida.org/Caribbean.
Get ready! On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
You don't mind the noise in the market. You get cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is spicy and spicy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Enjoy the flavors of summer with a mega-sized KFC combo and get a secret code for a chance to win. KFC and Pepsi is giving away daily beach bundles of a KFC bag packed with KFC shades, a bucket of 25 KFC whole wings, and a 2-liter Pepsi, plus a weekly cash prize of $1,000. Whether it's original recipe, spicy, or barbecue, get your favorite KFC combo today and mega-size your summer fun. KFC Nassau, it's mega finger-licking good.
With Boss Man was saying in the back there just now.
About what? The luncheon?
Why are you always worried about food? No, about how we gotta pay a little more for national insurance.
Mildred, you want to pay that?
And you're always crying, palm out. Ain't gonna be much. Boss still gotta pay. 1st of July, 2024.
I think that terminal benefit is what did help my boy Tony mm-hmm. through the pandemic. Oh. That same unemployment benefit. And guess what?
What?
Susan, I think she'd get a pregnancy benefit, eh?
You mean maternity benefit, eh? So now, we gotta do our part to make sure we get our pension. All right.
For more information, visit NIBRateIncrease.com.
Z
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.
Talking Heads with Nazi is brought to you by Burger King, the Cancer Treatment Centers of America, the Cleveland Clinic, ESC Distributors Limited, Fine Threads, First Caribbean Bank, Fun Foods Wholesale, John's Department Store, Joker's Wild, Kelly's Home Center, KFC, the Nassau Insurance Board, Naughty Johnny's, Percy's Island Games, Tropical Gyros, and the World Athletics World Relays.
We're back at you on the Monday, April 19th edition of Talking Heads. Sorry, April 29th. This is going to be about the 19th. It's 29th. But what happened to April, though? It was just doing April Fool. Just doing April Fool. Now, April say, fool's on you. I'm out of here. I guess they say time flies when you're having fun, right? All right. I'll leave it at that. But we are into the 5 o'clock hour. Purdy should be chiming in short order. We will be talking sports this hour. And lots to talk about. We set it off with Today in Sports History. All brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. And on this day, wow, kind of a big day. April
29th. Really?
Wow, you just chime right in. That's how you go. You kind of spooked me just now, babe. You normally have a snap, crackle, and pop before you pop in. I just heard a voice just now.
No, it's something. I don't know. I'm not at my usual spot, so my internet is not very strong today. So forgive me.
Well, I prefer you here than by the air fryer, to tell you the truth.
But I'm an air fryer freaking out, but you know somebody saw my post or heard me and Somebody's bringing me an air fryer on Wednesday. I'm so excited about that.
Hold on. You get an air fryer?
Yeah, man. It'll be my third one.
So what happened to the first two?
One, the very original one I got is a basket air fryer that conked out about a year ago. My oven air fryer time is running bad, so somebody's smiling on me and blessing me with one of them. They're very different.
Hear that? Go on, then. I can't fool with the pearl.
No, man. You know they know I like to cook.
they know you like to garlic something is what, honey garlic something is what you like to do.
Behave, son. Behave.
Because when it ain't honey garlic wings, it's honey garlic ribs, honey garlic fish. I didn't been hearing stories, you know. It's the honey garlic king.
No, I do cheesy asparagus. I do.
Oh my god, asparagus.
Yeah, man, asparagus is my favorite veggie.
Oh my god.
I don't have the effects that some people have after they eat it.
Period. That was never on my list. But what? Never been a fan of asparagus.
Love asparagus. Broccoli and asparagus.
Yeah, broccoli. I ain't got no problem with asparagus, buddy. Yeah, and spinach right after asparagus, if you ask me, tell you the truth.
Well, I do a stuffed chicken, spinach, and three.
Oh, That's different. I can live with spinach like that. I can't live with spinach like Popeye. That's all you eat. Big, no, sir. But anyway, one thing I love about Naughty Johnny is you could get more than spinach there. You see what I'm saying? So for those of you who love spinach, you can have spinach. And for those of you who don't, you don't. It's all good. But on this day, April 29th in sports history, 1941, the Boston Bees agreed to change their name to the Braves. 1961, ABC's Wide World of Sports premiered. 1981, Steve Carlton of the Philadelphia Phillies became the first left-handed pitcher in the major leagues to get 3,000 career strikeouts. 1985, Billy Martin was brought back for the fourth time as manager of the New York Yankees. Billy Martin was a legend, bro. 1986, Roger Clemens, Boston Red Sox, set a Major League Baseball record by striking out 20 Seattle Mariner batters. 1988, the Baltimore Orioles set a new Major League Baseball record by losing their first 21 games of the season. 1997, Craig McTavish announced his retirement from the NHL after 17 seasons. 2002, Daryl Strawberry was sentenced to 18 months in prison for violating his probation on a 1999 conviction on drug and solicitation of prostitution charges. 2015, the Baltimore Orioles beat the White Sox 8-2 at Camden Yard. The game was played without a crowd present due to the ongoing riots and protests in Baltimore. This was the first time a Major League Baseball game was played in front of an empty house. Sports quote of the day, luck is the residue of design. Branch Rickey, former owner of the Brooklyn Dodger baseball team.
The man who signed Jackie Robinson.
Brought to you, of course, by Naughty Johnny's. Question, Pretty. Did Billy Martin manage any one of them Yankee teams that beat you all in the 70s?
I don't want to talk about it.
That would be a yes. Okay, fine. Just thank you for
clarity. I think he did. Billy Martin manage the 77 Yankees?
Was that the one when Reginald Martinez Jackson hit three home runs in a game?
Jackson hit three home runs in one game, yes.
Got a candy bar named after him?
I think so.
That didn't go too far. Remember the Reggie bar?
No, it didn't. I think it lasted 3 months.
I ain't gonna lie, mate. When I was small, they used to sell them the Piper Piece on downtown. You remember Piper Piece downtown?
Yep, I remember downtown. And right, I think right where Pandora's is, as we used to be, or somewhere up in that area.
Piper Piece, when I was small, man, had all your tobaccos for your pipes, your cigarettes, your cigars, all of that, right? On one side of the store. Other side of the store, they had chocolate from everywhere, my boy. Everywhere. Never forget that Reggie Jackson bar was there. Boy, when they got done, they bit that hood, Jesus. Waste decision to make that.
Terribly.
I say, man, I get for this? No, sir. But hey, you live and you learn. But that's the good old days, man. Back in the day, you saw good stores like that. Now? And they were Bahamian stores, you know what I mean? Go on Bay Street now. Go on Bay Street now, I gotta play that old Punjabi MC song. Samalama himalama si malama hamalama. Anyway.
Isn't that something that it didn't. Are there any. I understand they own Bahamians, but.
Yeah. I just believe that for a 4 o'clock hour later this week. All right, let's check out the local sports scene in Pearly. All brought to you, of course, by Burger King Nassau. And don't forget, man, it's all about breakfast at BK, man. 2 for $5.75, the croissant sandwiches with sausage and cheese. Get them at your favorite Burger King Nassau location. Start your breakfast off the right way. Let's go to the phone lines. And don't forget the Farmhouse King going on at Burger King as well. Crispy onion, spicy mayo, fried eggs, bacon. Get it by itself. Get it as a combo. It's all good. Let's go to the phone lines real quick. Talking Heads.
Hey, how you doing, Brody?
What's up, man? You only see Pearly 8.
Well, I see who you are, too, but you know you talk so much, you can't say hi to you.
Well, go ahead. You should say hi to me first, but anyway, we can work that out for next time.
Okay, because I'm around with you. But let me tell you something. I call the show sometime, and you're all over there. You all like talk, but how things used to be back in the day. Now, I want to say this. Car flying. Boat coming on land. We need to start thinking about running train from Andres to Nassau. We need to start thinking up these things. They got wind machine generating energy to start talking, dreaming, and imagine bigger than we ever dreamed to see what the new Bahamas could look like. That's what I say.
All right. Well, I appreciate you saying that. You should have said it in the 4 o'clock hour, though, because we're talking sports now, but that's a good point.
Yeah, but even we talking track and field and sports, we had some of the best quarter milers in the country.
Yes.
And in the world. And name one facility we have where we just focus in on 400 milers and 200 milers, where we have smart, legitimate sports academies. We got the beautiful... Listen, you could train anywhere in the world, but this is the most beautiful place to train.
I agree. 360 days of the year, we got good weather.
Right. The beautiful weather we got, and we talking about this ideal place for sports tourism. But what I thinking about is that no one, we ain't bold enough to say, hey, who bullying us and pushing us to continue to do the same old, and when we could get over to this little island box, we lead the Caribbean as far as finance and economics is concerned. People with beautiful ideas, far as sports concerned, and we are proving how much more gold we need to win before we have a legitimate sports track and field academy.
I with you all of that. I've been a proponent for a national sports academy for years, and not just for track and field, for swimming, for baseball, for golf, for soccer, for basketball. Get these kids in, let them see what they're going to be up against when they go to the States. Get them prepared in the classroom and in the weight room and in their discipline, whatever sport they play, and have them fully loaded, right, ready to go. I mean, we will become a hotbed for recruitment over the net if we do it right for years to come. Because when colleges go to recruit Florida, they're going to hop that half an hour flight to Nassau and check out the rest of the archipelago while they're here to find these diamonds in the rough and these hidden gems. I totally agree with you. But we have to do it correctly.
Let's be fair now. We have a really good baseball academy, and we're seeing Heyman signing baseball contracts.
No, Pearly. I was just talking about a sports academy in general that would be all encompassing.
Right.
No, taking nothing away from iElite and from those other programs. They're doing an awesome job.
But listen, when I come back from school, I came back from school from Texas, and I went to the University of the Bahamas, and I can tell you, when I came there, they was practicing. I came from practicing 5 times a day, twice a day. And when I got there, the athletic program, and I got to give it up to Kim Roll, because she really trailblazing in that area as far as athletics and stuff.
Yeah, doing a great job as an AD. Yes, sir.
The people wanted you to practice once a week and on Sunday, and I couldn't believe it, because I was like, why we don't see how influential sports is. People is go to them big university because the sport culture. We have the land, we have the talent, we have the environment, and we have all of these things, but no one daring to
see. We lack vision. We have leaders that lack vision to take us there. But I agree with you as far as the ideas go.
A prime example of the power of sports is the new thing in the States, NIL, Name, Image, and Likeness program, where players like Angel Reese and all them signing $3-4 million contracts and making tons of money. athletes in high school, in college, are making tons of dollars,
right?
Too, because they realize the power of sports.
And you know, they have in college now, where the college players could now, because they was making so much money for them schools, and they couldn't make money, that now college players, they come to the Bahamas to sell their likeness and image. You see, when they have them battle for Atlantis, the top college players, the Bahamas is a commercial haven for them to come here and sell their likeness and image. But see, all our sectors, and in sports, we have to now courageously and boldly move away from everything that how it used to be. And anyone who won't talk to us but yesterday, and no pun intended to y'all gentlemen, because I know it's nostalgic to walk down memory lane, so I'm not speaking with any ill repute to when we have our seniors and elders and the older ones who come before us talking about memory lane. But what I'm saying is, the people who want to hold on to it and scared to move forward, we have to leave them behind, brothers. We have to.
It's called evolution.
I'm telling you.
Progress.
We got to.
Good stuff, man. Good call, man. Don't be a stranger. Don't let this be your last call, all right, brother?
All right, brother. Y'all take care, man, and continue the good.
You too, my brother.
Thanks,
be safe. Talking heads. Talking heads. All right, caller, call us back if you was holding too long. But yeah, Pearly, I mean, you look at it. We got a lot.
I don't think we milk it, and for lack of analogy, we're not milking it enough. We're not using it. We got a pool there that we should be selling to university in February.
You got it. That whole facility should be branded out and sold to a major corporate sponsor. Like how they pay for stadium naming rights, pay for that complex naming rights.
But you know, the problem with it is that we had an idea. A former sports minister had an idea of the sports marketing and doing events like this and making us a sports tourism. But nobody took it serious. I don't think the politicians per se have taken the power of sports serious. Oh, they want to jump on board when Shawnee and Stevie win gold medals and win the Carifta team as well. But they don't understand that we have to invest money into sports. And if you look at the budget, I'm willing to bet you there's no growth in the sports budget. There's nothing there to really significantly push sports, you know, push these things. We talking about duty-free. Why don't we have duty-free stuff for all sporting equipment so we can encourage people to get into sports?
There you go. Let's get back to the phone line. Talking heads.
Hey, what's happening?
Hey, what's going on, brother?
Yeah, boy, the Lakers get one, eh?
Yeah, they get one. I tell you, they was gone in five, so they just trying to make me look good.
They said those guys good, you know. They only lose, they lose by a couple points. The fellas come back. I think if they just keep sustaining it, I think they go, you know, they could hold them much better.
Exactly. What happened is Hachimura gave us 10, D'Lo gave us 20. Reeves gave us 20. Once those three give us their points, and I'm not asking them to go above or beyond what they usually. If they give us what they're supposed to score, the Lakers will win.
Brody, can I just interject this here, though? And I'm just saying this to be objectivity's sake. But Aaron Gordon scoring 11 points on his regular season average didn't have anything to do with it, right?
Oh, Gordon?
Because everybody else... Hold on. Everybody else ate. No, no.
Hold on.
Everybody else ate. I'm just saying. He looked
like
he was...
my argument when I said Hachimura and Reeves did not produce. You didn't buy my argument when I said, you said, you spent
no, 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 Pearly, Pearly. Pearly, Pearly, no, 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 I didn't. Now, that's not fair, Pearly. And I'm not going to allow you to do that. I always stuck on the fact...
Right, fella. He wasn't doing that.
I always stuck on the fact, and I've said this from the regular season, you get no bench scoring from the Lakers, the Lakers could lose in the playoffs.
Well, boy, it looked like what they named the
and up
trouble.
Until the other night, till Hachimura, like how you like to say, until Hachimura and Reeves showed up.
Yeah, Reed, that's the one. He
but at the end of the day, the Lakers' lack of bench is going to be their undoing. So, I know you're happy you got a win and all, but you can't change the narrative on me now. I know it's politics season and all, but don't get on that politician.
I'm going for Devin Ham to be fired. I hope if he lose tonight, I hope they fire him tomorrow.
Now, we agree on that because he has done nothing compared to what he did last year with the same squad defensively.
Yeah, and then when you look at that game, they've been leading all through and then blow that. Boy, that's something, eh?
As much as I don't like LeBron, I think he's the lesser of the two evils between him and Ham. I think he's the lesser of the two evils.
Yeah, they're the two fellas who are really consistent, you know, LeBron and the Fano.
And AD. I mean,
AD
has some, what, like 23 points and 24 rebounds out of day?
One game, they consistent. And LeBron can give you a little, you know, a little soap. But, some things, but now, if the some Lakers, things, if the Lakers, if the Lakers can get somebody else, I don't think LeBron has a star come off the bench for 1 year, man. Somebody tell me LeBron ain't gonna come off no bench.
LeBron will never come off no bench, boy. I know LeBron fine, you know that, but no, I ain't even gonna let you do LeBron like that. He can't come off the bench now.
No, man, he either retire or play or start.
You know, exactly.
But no, he ain't coming off no bench.
But look here, I hear you talking about these Lakers, but just Celtics though, man. You how quick you talking about the Lakers, high Lakers, but he ain't wanna say nothing about them Celtics?
Well, you know, Boston, well, I think Miami when Jim Butler gone. I think the Miami in a little trouble, but they played good. They hang in there good with Boston. And I can tell you one thing. I said it
the other day. Muffy won't hear this. Mystery Duffy won't hear this. Boston will take two in Miami. They took one the other night. They can take the next one tonight.
No other thing.
Miami, he can never put up 23 trees again.
Milwaukee. Now, I think Milwaukee had a tough team, you know.
Milwaukee in trouble.
They're in trouble. They're the team we're really to beat. But, boy...
Dang it.
I don't think the Pacers
Dame is out. Ain't that nothing for them.
And New York only got one man to carry the load, and he doing a good job.
No, man, listen. That New York team got that old Villanova Wildcats triumvirate. They got Hart. They got Vincenzo to go with DiVincenzo to go with Brunson. And let me tell you, those guys play well together.
No, boy. Hey, Brunson is the man. You tell me, Sean,
the Knicks whole team playing basketball. They
correct.
Playing good team ball. Then the Knicks, don't be surprised if the Knicks don't make it to the NBA championship. Do not.
Hey,
caller who just dropped, call us back.
The Knicks won't get over Boston. No way. No. Don't try that. Anyway, I can catch you on.
All right, yeah, you want to run from that Boston chafing. I know. It's all good. You better hope they scale out against the Heat, boy. Muff will have you, boy. Muff would be, boy, you know, if Miami win that series, but Muff couldn't stop. But anyway, we got another call.
Muff would be shouting, guaranteed.
What's up, Naughty? Petersburg, what's up?
Hey, what's going on, St. Pete? I didn't hear from you end of last week. I was worried about you. You all good?
Man, I'm good. What's up, buddy? Hey, but look here.
In this corner.
The Lakers playing with house money now. Denver, it's all on them now. You know what I'm saying? But, you know,
I'm one thing, Denver better beat them tonight, because if they go back to L.A., you may have a game seven.
Yeah, if Lakers win tonight, the pressure on Denver, man. They better close it up. I'm going to say they better. I don't want to close it up, but if Lakers win tonight, it's a series. You know?
Yeah, of course, if they could actually push that narrative for LeBron, too, he came back from 3-0 down and... blah 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 along that narrative.
Well, listen,
I see
that
happen, too.
You can't shut them fellas up if you do that.
Oh Lord, no, I know.
Hey, look here. What you think about Zeke, man, back at the Cowboys?
So let's finish talk about the Lakers.
I was waiting on that, Berg. I was waiting on that. I ain't gonna talk about that.
Well, anyway, I'll cut it down in a nutshell. We gotta pay him $6 million this year anyway from the boo boo contract we gave him a couple of years ago. So if we giving him like the veterans minimum. Then it is what it is.
He's getting $3 million. He signed $3 million, 1 year, $3 million contract.
No. But that $3 million ain't guaranteed, Burley. You got to have incentives to get to that $3 million.
But you got to give it to Zeke. When they're in the red zone, Zeke know how to punch it. Pollard is a good running back, but
listen,
when it comes to the red zone.
Like I told Burley today, at St. Pete, I don't think McCarthy gives three you know what's about the run game this year. He can pass a football. That's what he can do.
I was
going to
burn my Zeke jersey, but I'm
going to
wait for another year. You know?
You all on mine is in plastic, retired, with the rest of the retired ones in my closet.
Hey, look at me. Hey, I went down south this weekend. I went down to Coconut Grove, right? You know, I'm trying to support the Bahamian restaurant out there, right? These second generation of Bahamian, they make it comp salad. They put, tomato juice in it. And I said, man, y'all get real, man. You know, I want to go to...
Damn Bahamians.
Damn a real Kong salad, boy.
That's what I'm talking about. I mean, I don't even want no orange in mine. I just want some straight sour, you know what I'm saying? The original. I don't want no fruits or nothing in it. Give me the original Kong salad, what I grew up on. But they put the tomato juice and all this. man, I said, man, I said to myself, man, I tell my lady, I said, this ain't no, this ain't no original, this ain't no original, this for him in America.
Let me tell you what I do. I get me a scotch conch, rub some pepper on that, squeeze piece of sour on that, and that's how I eat my conch.
Now what I'm talking about, boy, but I was disappointed, man. I want to support, you know what I'm saying? I mean, get real, man. And the conch, like, they don't even beat the conch, man. Damn near break your teeth, man. Conch, man. You know? But it's all good, you know, man. Nothing like the real thing, man, you know? When it comes to conch, I kept telling this girl from Belize, she thought my Belize is the best conch. I said, let me tell you something. The best jerk chicken you want to find, you got to go to Jamaica. The best roti is Trinidad. But when you want to find conch, it's Bahamian. Bahamian got the best conch recipe in the world. I find people from other parts of the world say, man, if anyone wants conch, you got to get it to the Bahamian.
That's but the truth.
That's what I'm talking about.
If the Lakers win tonight, man, that is our pressure, but we will see. Hey, y'all have a good Monday.
You too, St. Pete, man. Be safe, my brother.
Be safe. Safe going over that bridge.
Man, I'm in cars, but I'm on Vandy's now, man. I'm in the drive-through.
Well, let's cut you now because you're calling the wrong sponsor. Bye. See you later.
Okay, Burger King. Love you, Burger King, too.
That's better. I like it. All right, Pearlie, yeah, but I mean, I just got another little note to say as we wrap up the local scene. You know, Devin Charlton finished second in China, all right?
Yeah, I saw that. And I think her sister did well in something else at long jump the other day. I can't remember what she did, but she did well as well.
Right, and Antoinette Fruin finished sixth. And
couple of other kids who doing. A kid out of Senegal who's going to St. Cloud State University did well the other day. One at St. Thomas did well. So the kids are doing pretty good, and outdoor season starts, so they're looking for some good stuff.
Jazz hit his second Grand Slam of the year, fourth of his career.
Yeah, in a loss.
Hey, I witnessed it. I saw the third of his career in the first inning a couple weeks ago.
And you called it. I remember you saying
I called it, man. It was a great experience. I saw him right before he went up, and it was about, you know, bases loaded. He gave me the point. I gave him the point. He's ready to go 2-4-2 to the world. And a two-and-one pitch, deep, gone, see you later. And they were up in that game, and they lost to the Pirates in that game because they have zero pitching. Their pitching staff is horrible.
Yeah, and they're looking to trade some pitchers, so I don't know what they're doing. They got a good rookie pitcher that's going
to...
Bro,
do you know that this is scoring 9 runs and lose the game?
No, I'm not quite used to that, you know.
12-9. You score 9. You're supposed to win that game.
Well, that happens. It happens, you know.
10. Let's go to the phone lines. Talking heads.
Miami tied it up tonight, 2-2, Okay, that game back to Boston, tied 2-2,
I am now convinced you done finished that 80% full 40-ounce of Jack Daniels you was keeping for me talking this right now.
Yeah, we're talking full. My Lakers win tonight, and I do like it's pushing that the game 6.
Hold on, yeah, Lakers. I thought you was a Heat. You was a Heat on a Laker now?
No, I know, but the Lakers win. I want them put something on Denver so bad. But look here. I can't call you, boy. I can't call Harden, Mr. Choke no more, man. I got to take that name away from Harden now. Yeah, Mr. Choke no more.
Hold on. You talking about that 31-point lead the Clippers blew?
They don't worry about that. Who closed out the game in the last 3 minutes?
That's all right. They almost
James Harden with them floaters, them running and them floaters. Or they to get beat. They to lose. They 31 game. Lead and get beat, but Harden put the team on his shoulder and carried him to the finishing line. But look at Paul George is carrying on stupid too, boy. And then OKC, you know, I'm ready for OKC in the West. You know, I'll see OKC, boy. Them young niggas, you see how they do their interview? And 5-6 of them will do the interview one time, but they say, hey, boy. But, and Pearly, I agree with you, boy. These prime ministers and these ministers like Sean A. Miller, them and Charlton, the Bevan Charlton, they like go beat them up and then when they get on the stairs. You see what Naughty say? Oh, C.I. Gibson, Jim looking. Then I see one playing Freeport. Man, the court, they may have no backboard, and all the glass break out, all the rim rotten off and things. They can't even maintain a court and there's a government school. But as soon as these people, Buddy Hield, them get to the NBA, you won't see them give Buddy Hield a courtesy call this office down and they bring, oh yeah, Mr. Hield, you're ambassador and all that. But, and then they were in the sport, they were popping up money in the sports, straight. They joking.
You preaching to the choir, my brother?
Yeah, man, they joking. They only want to just take the claim of the glory. And they said, and no government. And they said, you go look at all the Valley Gym, all them gym, and they them chilling on probably on the island. They track and feel on date, on failing thing. Even a sensible grass track. But anyhow, yeah, man, Miami tied it up tonight, man. You see, they embarrass us. We come back, we embarrass them. They come back now, we embarrass them. We playing hard tonight. We full on good tonight, man. We full on.
Buff, I love you to death, but sorry, bro. In and out, man.
Okay, well, I can talk to you tomorrow when you do the show. When you come on the show, five. Hey,
you are right with me, man.
LA win tonight, North to LA win. Hey, LeBron ain't there, no, like that. LeBron, you see what happened in that game four? LeBron, yeah, let something else leave in the tank.
All right, you running way off the reservation now.
Okay,
right.
For a man who's been to a finals 10 years on a row, he much players has played as Leighton Jones. We play Leighton Jones, so the wear and tear on his body in 21 years. And he looked better than them young. Hey, good thing D. Russell.
And you're talking about the same
boys.
Man who lost six of them finals that he went 10 years in a row too, right?
Yeah, that's true. But he
don't forget that part.
Don't forget that part.
How
much players has been playing up to Jones for 10 years in a row? So that wear and tear, he has more wear and tear on his body than anyone else in the league. Because if you win the championship the next year after that, 80 year, you ain't making it up.
Hold on. You can't use wear and tear as an excuse. Mm. When he dropped 40, oh, he's a 39-year-old physical specimen.
Yeah, little something still leaving the tank, but then, you know, a lot of wear and tear on that body, man. A lot of wear and tear. But he put the team on his shoulder tonight and carried him
Hold on. You
that's
can't,
coming back there.
See, that's where it's going wrong, Muff. Because if you look at all these games, AD has been just as big or even more of a factor in some.
Yeah,
and just
AD
as big a significant
back.
Factor as the other. So say the two of them to put them on their back.
No, but you all need to run DVD of that team, man. I see DVD had a shot yet from 2 months. I see him as well.
Nobody talking.
Had a shot yet.
Nobody
so
talking about.
Dead, I don't care them weight, but you all care them dead because
you're
coming
about,
on Spain and they're only giving you 0 points.
You got to worry. You got to worry about Dinwiddie. You got to worry about D'Lo, D'Angelo Russell, pulling himself away from the team, eating snacks while the team in the huddle.
Yeah. But he do good, though. He had no duck egg yesterday. He had, or Saturday, he had no duck egg.
My God, Muff. You can't do no but worse than 0 points, eh? You can only go up from there.
Yeah, but you're right. Anyhow, some good games tonight, man. The Pelicans in trouble, though. But they can do it, though, Zion. And then, boy, Orlando look good. Orlando bounced back.
What I was telling you, I don't sleep on the Magic, right?
The Walker brothers look good.
I say don't sleep on Orlando, I tell you that.
Yeah, but don't sleep on them, boy, because I done 42 games. I say I look like the regular season Orlando.
Orlando is the number one team against the spread this year, all right? And if you're a betting person, you know what that means. They're always in games. They always got a chance to win. They are always there.
Yeah, and then Indiana come alive a little bit, too. They looking good. They
I think Indiana can take that
game. Yeah, they Halleberry just finally come alive. Finally come alive. But then Turner. But Turner carrying on. Stupid, man. But you see how Turner's hitting trees.
Game is out.
You see how Lopez came on last night. You see how he took. And he ain't back like back in the day. But every Turner can hit trees now. Because bomb hitting trees and all now.
All right.
Yeah, all right.
Mama, I appreciate you, brother.
And everything. Yeah, we get
all right.
Finally put your money on Miami tonight if you win. All right, gentlemen.
All right, I got to go down this list, Pearly.
Okay. Who we got for the final?
Okay. Naughty, great show as usual. Naughty, after tonight, everyone's going to be driving an S560 Benz and a GLG wagon, every mortgage paid, and wearing 14K rope chain because everybody betting against the Lakers tonight. Boy, I tell you.
If everybody betting against the Lakers tonight, the payout ain't going to be big. I better go with the Lakers tonight and see if I can win some money then.
Naughty, I bet you asparagus? Hell no.
Y'all don't know what's good for you.
Here's another one now. Good afternoon. Bad move on Dallas. Who are you talking about, Tex? The Cowboys? Or are you talking about the Mavericks? Lakers win tonight. It's going to 7 if they win. What happened to Zion Williams? Zion Williams, what happened to him? Too many cheeseburgers. And his porn star baby mama got him stressed right out. That's what happened to Zion. Dallas Cowboys will not see another championship in about 10 years. Well, heck, I've been waiting 28. What's another 10 there, Texter? But if you're a 49er fan, you've been waiting longer than me. So you should know your role.
You notice I quiet, right? So don't bring my team up.
No, I just saying. I mean, I like the captain's obvious statement. The Cowboys will not see another championship in about 10 years. Buddy, I've been waiting 28. What's another 10, Lord spare life?
See, but the difference with you and some people are that they could drop their team. You're loyal to your team. Come win, lose, or draw. You like your team and be even that much louder.
Oh, yeah, you know when Dallas win one now. Jesus, Lord, y'all can't talk to me.
Imagine if Miami win one. That'd be a public holiday.
God. Yes, it would. No, no, you all Dolphin fans go, yes, it would. Most certainly would.
So, Nardi, you like what you did in the draft? You like what Dallas did in the draft?
Oh, yeah. Offensive line retooled, buddy. Now I'll tell you something. You see why I don't like you all stinking Dolphins? And I can tell you something. And don't even talk ahead of me because you know where I go in with this. Yeah, you all beat us for the first time in 20 years last year. Enjoy that. You all got too many damn running backs. You all didn't need to take your boy from Tennessee. He was sitting right there waiting for Dallas to move up. And you all stinking scum pawn. I mean, pawn scum who you all are. You all, boy, I wish I could stick something in you all blowhole. You all, no need. Only because he got 4-2 speed. Well, let's put him with a chain in the backfield. And Mozart, what y'all doing? Trying to have a 4x100-meter team out of the backfield in Miami? Y'all want to run track,
like.
Y'all want run track in the offseason?
All of them. Hill, Waddle, Mostert, Achan, and him. They got all sub 4-2 speed. Oh, my goodness.
And you know who's sitting right there who y'all could cut or y'all could trade for?
Juno Smith.
And y'all could trade us for 7th-round pick? Send us Jeff Wilson, man. Send us Wilson. No, send us Wilson, Jeff.
That might happen. So one of them can be out. One of them can be
Jeff,
out.
Jeff ain't got. Listen, Jeff could still run the football for 1 year fix in Dallas with a lot of carries. Wilson will be all right, you know.
We don't want no pick. We need an offensive lineman. Give me Sean Williams.
You could have Terrence Steele right now on a $50 million contract. What you saying?
No, that's too much money. We ain't got that kind of money.
But back to the draft.
We only got $3 million right now to spend. Somebody getting cut soon.
I love what Dallas did in the draft offensively as far as offensive line. Guyton, going to move him to left tackle. Going to take BB and put him at center. And BB is nasty, bro. Like, nasty. Great in the run game. Great in the pass protection game. Great center of gravity. Very strong kid. Like that pickup. Also picked up another lineman from Louisiana, Monroe Lafayette. Another big, solid dude, 6'8", 3-something. So the line's been retooled. I like what we did on defense as well with the corner and the linebacker from Notre Dame. And Nealand. Nealand was a steal.
Yeah.
Nealand was a very good pickup. So when you look at what Dallas did, trading down in the first to pick up an extra third because we didn't have a fourth-round pick. I like what we did in the draft. They give him a solid B+. Worst case scenario, a B. The only thing I didn't like, they didn't address the running game. They weren't aggressive in the fourth round, trying to get back into that round to get a running back. But I think they're either going to find their running back by trade or by a free agent cut coming out of camp. And then there's also the UFL going on right now, coming out of there. I don't think McCartney's
going to... We knew you after, right? So we made a trade. We gave up a third-round pick next year to move up into the fourth round. People making noise. I said, but y'all don't know Miami have 3 third-round picks next year, so we really didn't lose anything.
Y'all did very well to have 3 third-round picks next year. Y'all did a great job.
We used Wilkinson and Hunt, so we got 2 supplement picks in the third round, so I can live with that.
All right, well, let's get these picks in real quick, Purdy. Then we'll hit the break. You got the final 12 right there, Mr. Producer? All right, cool. So here we go. Let's check out the NBA tonight. It's all brought to you, of course, by The Island Game. And remember, simply log on to theislandgame.com. They always remind you to play responsibly and you know, enjoy the many ways to play and the many ways to bet and to win with their sports book. And here's what we got for tonight. And I'm telling you, man, in the NBA.
The Celtics at the Heat, the Celtics 10.5-point favorites.
Boy, I don't take the Celtics to cover that 10.5. They're horrible against big spreads.
I'm picking them to cover that.
Oklahoma City by 4.5 over the Thunder. I like them to win this game. I'm going money line all night, Pearly.
I'm taking them the points. I'm taking Thunder the points tonight.
And then you got the Lakers plus 6.5 against the Nuggets. This line has dropped from 8 to 6.5. So that means there's no Jamal Murray for Denver tonight.
I'll take the Lakers and the points.
Lakers and the points might be a good bet in this one. Even if they lose, it may be a close game, and that 6.5 will bail you out. So, yeah, I like that. I like that
so
right there.
So, what do you
there.
Think? And let's look at 2 more games. Your Yankees and Orioles tonight.
I like the Yankees in that one.
And okay. And then I like the Dodgers over that Diamondbacks tonight.
Who pitching for the Diamondbacks?
T. Henry.
Yeah, go with the Dodgers.
Paxton pitching. He 2-0.
Yeah, you're all good to go. You're all in good shape.
Yeah.
And Naughty, it could be worse. You could be a Giant fan instead of a Cowboy fan. This is true. This is true.
Ooh, that's a low blow.
No, but I'll take it. That's a division laugh. I'll take it. I'll take it. Okay. Teams to win tonight, Lakers, Celtics, and OKC. Yeah, that's what we picked too there, Texter. So go to the Island game, bet it, set it, and forget it. All right, we're going to take that quick break, flip side of the break. Colin Coward will be taking us home, man, and a good breakdown too, Purdy. Covering all the post-draft breakdown, all right, including news of the Cowboys, the Broncos, the Patriots, and the Dolphins. All coming up, flip side of the break. We'll see you tomorrow right here on Talking Heads. Good stuff, Pearly. Appreciate you. We'll see you mañana, my brother. Be good, Bahamas. And if you can be good at it. We'll see you tomorrow.
Get ready. On May 4th and 5th, athletes from around the world will compete to secure their spot in the Paris Olympics. Come, witness history as our Bahamian athletes run against the world and chase the sun from paradise to Paris at the BTC World Athletic Relays here in Nassau, Bahamas at the Thomas A. Robinson National Stadium. Get your tickets now at worldrelaysbahamas24.org or at the Andre Rogers Baseball Stadium box office or at BTC Mall at Marathon or BTC Southwest Plaza. BTC World Relays. Be there.
Play with Island Games.
We making dreams come true.
Play with Island Games.
We paying more out to you. Don't mind the noise in the market. You getting cash in your pocket.
Cause Island Games is Poissy, and Poissy is tradition.
So when you play
Island Games,
we putting Bahamian's voice guaranteed to pay.
Island Games.
We like them other jokers. We've been here from the start, from the bike to computer.
Island Games.
We gonna make your dreams come true.
We playing with Island Games.
Made exactly the way they should be by someone with chicken in their name. The new Kentucky Chicken Sandwiches feature a quarter pound of all-breaded spicy chicken breast filet on a freshly toasted buttery brioche bun with your choice of lettuce, tomato, bacon, thick-cut pickles, and the perfect amount of Colonel's real mayo or spicy sauce. Every chicken sandwich is freshly prepared and piping hot. Kentucky Fried Chicken Sandwiches, the only chicken sandwiches that are finger-licking good.
The Grand Bahama News is available every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian. You can buy your local paper at Freeport convenience stores, Western Bakery, DeGregory's Fine Foods, and Bellevue Gifts. Now is the time to reach your Grand Bahama market with affordable packages, including print and digital. Call GB News sales representative Kavandre at 822-6717 or message him on WhatsApp for ad rates. Classified ads are now available every Tuesday as well. Keep up with everything Grand Bahamian every Tuesday in the Nassau Guardian.
Mothers are the heart of our homes, the soul of our memories, and the guiding light through life's journeys. Show your love with a gift from Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, Friday, May 3rd through Saturday, May 11th. Enjoy 20% off selected dinnerware, glassware, luggage, silk flowers, and picture frames, except on net items. One lucky person can win a gift basket for Mother's Day. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Homes Mother's Day Sale, May 3rd through 11th. Happy Mother's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Are you ready for the best of the best? Keep the Vibe Alive Music Group up for sound promotion, and Guardian Radio presents the best of the best Reconscript Explosion Concert. Mark your calendars for May 11th as Superclub Breeze's Grounds Ignite with Bahamian Talent, featuring KB, Gino D, Funky D, Veronica Bishop, The Brylanders, Avi, Eli, Join the Falcons, Iron Store, Sylvie Pierre, Johnny Cake, Mama D, Nishi LS, Pat Ramis, CBS, and Shad Cauley and the VIPs for an electrifying night of music and culture. Tickets are flying, so grab yours now. Available online at BahamasEtickets.com or swing by the Beauty Shack on Soldier Road and Carmichael Road. This is the event of the year. The best of the best rake and scrape explosion at Breezes Resorts. Gates open at 6 p.m. Don't miss out on the Bahamian Magic.
Cancer Treatment Centers of America is now City of Hope, creating one of the leading cancer care and research networks from coast to coast, providing more of what you need. More locations means more care closer to home. More specialists means more expertise. More research means more breakthroughs. More advancements means more treatment options. And more options means more hope. Learn more at cancercenter.com.
John Shoes and Accessories is your one-stop shop for all your footwear needs. You will find what you're looking for among the growing collection of classic and trendy styles with new arrivals every week. John's covers the whole family and has great prices, helpful and friendly customer service. Your experience shopping with us will be time well spent. Shop with us online at www.johnshoes.com. John's also now carries small home appliances. So come on into John's, located on Rosetta Street in Palmdale and Carmichael Road West. John's, we put fashion at your feet.
Make Mother's Day one to remember with a delightful Mother's Day brunch valued at $300, courtesy of Häagen-Dazs and Fun Foods Wholesale. It's simple. Just head over to Lickety Split or Super Value locations and purchase a pint of your favorite Häagen-Dazs ice cream for just $8.99. After purchasing, don't forget to write your full name and number on the back of your receipt and drop it into any entry box at the store. You're on the running for our grand prize drawing, taking place on May 10th. Hurry, this offer ends soon. Happy Mother's Day from Häagen-Dazs. Promotion ends May 8th.
Whether you like it hot or you enjoy being original, KFC has the only chicken sandwiches with attitude, featuring 100% extra large white meat chicken fillets for 100% flavor. Enjoy the famous flavor of KFC 11 herbs and spices in the KFC Original Recipe Burger, or take the heat up a notch with a spicy fillet with our KFC Kentucky Deluxe Sandwich. And for a limited time, enjoy your favorite sandwich fries for only $7. That's how it's done. KFC Nassau, it's finger licking good.
This is Guardian Radio 619 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Here we go. Fun draft. I'll start with New England because you know him so well. Bill Belichick's a genius. He didn't do a lot to help Mac Jones. They overpaid for mediocre tight ends and possession receivers. Yeah. Zeke was washed. Matt Patricia. I thought New England at least sent a message. We're going to kind of pivot to a franchise. That's what it felt like to me. What say you?
Yeah, and I even think with the quarterback himself, you can say that. I mean, this is a nod to the environment they're in right now. Like you said, you know, offense is king, and the idea has always been over the last to just overcommit to investing around your young quarterback. They're doing that. And then, you know, again, just the pick of the quarterback himself. Think about the environment for the next 10 years in the AFC. Patrick Mahomes, Joe Burrow, Josh Allen, Justin Herbert, Lamar Jackson, C.J. Stroud. You're going to have to beat three of these guys in succession just to get to the Super Bowl. And so I think, you know, the Patriots looked at that this and figured, we need to swing for the fences. Like, we like McCarthy. Penix is a good player. Bo Nix translates into some offenses. But to get this right and to get back to where we once were, we need to swing for the fences at the quarterback position, even if the floor is a little lower with the kid, even if the kid needs a little bit more development. So the idea here is to swing for the fences and then invest around the young quarterback.
So first 14 players taken are offensive. It's people moving up, people interested in Brock Bowers, multiple teams, Michael Penix, multiple teams. It felt like a little bit, Albert, of a league pivot to the acknowledgement that, guys, at the end of the seasons, nobody can stop anybody. You need weapons. That's what it felt. It was almost like a referendum on the change of the sport. Your thoughts?
I would say it's yes, I would say that's true. I think the other thing you want to look at here is the focus on certain positions, right? They're all quarterbacks, tackles, and receivers, with the exception of Bowers, who's seen as a unicorn at tight end, right?
Right.
So you look at the best teams and how they're building. They're building around receivers. They're building around tackles. They're building around quarterbacks. And then you look at the top defensive players to go, and Dallas Turner, Waiatu Latu, Byron Murphy, all those guys can get after the passer. And then you see a couple corners go later in the round. I think as much as anything else, what we're seeing now is the economics of the sport really trickling into the draft, where you look at it and you say, a receiver costs $30 million, a pass rusher costs $30 million, a tackle costs $25 million, a quarterback costs $55 million. So we need to draft them, and we need to get them in at a cheap rate, and then we'll be able to negotiate long-term contracts while they're on the roster. I there are good players at other positions here. Graham Barton, the center from Duke, is a good example of that. But if you look at it, no safeties in the first round, no linebackers in the first round. Again, just the one interior offensive lineman. Try getting a running back close to the first round now. It didn't happen this year. I just think when you look at the overall makeup of the first round, yes, it's absolutely offense heavy. I think the other thing you notice is how much investment there is in premium positions.
So I thought there was a message sent by a couple of teams. One, the Niners, going getting a couple of really good receivers. And I think the message is, listen, we like you, Debo. We like you, Brandon. We like you. But we're led by Shanahan's play sheet, Christian McCaffrey, Trent Williams. When Trent misses games, they lose. I mean, Shanahan's record without Christian McCaffrey is around 500. So, I mean, I thought there was a message with their picks. And then that message was at their receivers. Yeah. By the way, Albert, 10 of the first 30, what was it? What was it? 37 of the first something picks were, 10 of the first 35 picks or something like that were wide receivers. That's the position that floods the market every year. What did you make of the Niners draft?
Yeah. And you notice too, Colin, before I get to the Niners specifically, how it was the tackles, then the receivers, right? And I think that that's sort of the way the makeup of the draft was too, is most of these teams look at it and say, you got to get a tackle, you got to get a receiver. It's harder to find a tackle higher in the draft. And I think that's why all the tackles came off the board in the top 20. And then you started to see the receivers come off the board. Obviously, you had the three at the top, but that's when the Pearsalls and the Leggetts and the Xavier Worthies and those guys all started to come off when the tackles ran out. I mean, if you look across the league, you can see a lot of second, third, fourth round receivers, A.J. Brown, Amon-Ra St. Brown. All of these guys were the highest paid guys in the league, Tyreek Hill, that weren't first round picks. You can find receivers all over the place. And once the tackles ran out, I think you started to see that in the second round. Yes, the Niners are looking at the receiver position and wanted to create flexibility for themselves. And I look at this a little bit like, you know, a few years ago when they traded DeForest Buckner. They looked at their roster and there was a little bit of a bottleneck from a contractual standpoint with all the guys they were paying. They're in the same sort of situation now. And this is similar to back then in that they were looking at where they had a surplus in the roster. At the time, it was on the defensive line. They had both Eric Armstead and DeForest Buckner. They pay Armstead. They wind up trading Buckner. I think ultimately that'll be the way this goes. Initially, going back to January and February, I thought that meant Ayuk was probably as good as gone. I've changed my thinking on that. I now think they're probably going to try to extend Ayuk. Yeah. And I think Debo Samuel is available.
Yes.
I think Ayuk is viewed more as the true number one receiver there, a guy who's a more natural receiver. And Debo Samuel, as good as he is and unique as he is, might be seen as a little bit of a luxury item there now. So I think the plan for now is to keep all of those guys on the roster together and make one more all-in run with the entire group. But if you ask me who's going to be on the Niners roster longer, whether the change happens now or a year from now, I'd say Ayuk is probably going to be there for a longer period of time than Debo Samuel.
And by the way, Debo's style of play is you know, pretty cautionary. He gets beat up. And McCaffrey, again, how many years can you give him? 300 touches, 200 touches. So I think, to your point, I think Debo's the one that would exit. Now, Sean Payton goes and gets Bo Nix. I thought it looked, when I watched Bo Nix live, I thought, oh, this is Sean Payton's guy. There was a lot of smoke screens on. They didn't love his hand size. In your opinion, did they decide on Bo Nix a while ago?
They think that they, I don't want to make them sound arrogant, but they think that they really got one here. And they think that a lot of people are wrong about him. And here's what I thought was really interesting about it, right? You know what made the Broncos nervous was when our buddy Joel Klatt said something and when Chase Daniel said something. Because Joel Klatt actually was in training camp with Sean Payton, so he knows that offense and he knows Bo Nix as a player. And Chase Daniel obviously played all those years ago for Sean Payton and is very, very smart about the quarterback position. So they were trying to keep this thing under wraps, but Klatt and Daniel came out and said, this is so perfect. So they saw the same things you were seeing, Colin. And, you know, they did their best to kind of keep it to themselves. And, you know, Sean Payton's obviously affected by the experience in 2017 of losing Patrick Mahomes. They loved Patrick Mahomes in New Orleans, and they wound up getting jumped for him. And so they wanted to do everything they could to try to keep it quiet how much they love Bo Nix. Obviously, they weren't wholly successful doing that. But, you know, what's really interesting about this is Sean is seen as a very old school coach. They leaned heavily on analytics here. And if you talk to analytics people, the numbers tell you Bo Nix was the best quarterback in the draft. And I know that sounds crazy in a year when Caleb Williams and Jaden Daniels and Drake May and all these guys are coming out. But, you know, when the Broncos went and dug into it, when Sean Payton got the numbers back from their analytics people, I'm telling you, like in so many different categories, critical categories, Bo Nix was number one. So you had the
This is Guardian Radio, 96.9 FM, Nassau, Bahamas.